time. Life bring different changes and challenges. We feel like we're just walking through this life all by ourselves. But if you think about it, Jesus always got our back.
You're never alone.
Never seen the righteous forsaken, see begging for bread. Never seen true believers of Christ ever misled. So what? Your bruises healed, but he crushed your head. So now the Gentiles can eat the children's bread. Left you for dead, but that was part of the plan. Got up in 3 days, the most powerful man. King of kings and Lord of lords, my rock and my sword. So if you lost that seat, it's time to get on board. He's on the move, fulfill the mission through lies of the Christians. This Titanic ain't sinking, no icebergs in the thinking. May hit some tough storm and some tossing seas, but at the name of Christ, they all must freeze. Do you believe the things that said in the scripture? How he will never forget you and he'll always be with you. So what you're going through, Christ got your back. And this ain't cliche, homie, man, that's a fact. It's like that.
We gotta learn to worship God in the midst of our trials and in the midst of our situation. And God moves on those situations and those trials, and he does miraculous things. Let's look at Paul and Silas when they was locked in prison. They didn't focus
have
on the prison situation.
Ever known a Savior like this?
So they prayed and worshiped and hurried and came and opened up themselves. I need you to praise God. Yes, yourselves open up in your life. Know that he got your back. You gotta know that he has your back.
The mess. Wrap yourself in flesh, volunteer for death. When you knew so many people would still go left, but for the ones that chose right, yeah, you gave your life. So now the sinner still has a chance to reunite. This fight not against flesh, but against these principalities. We gotta come to grip with this true reality. The spiritual casualties must come to a cease, because his blood already conquered the beast. Now Holy Spirit release the power of Christ in all of our lives, cause we've been born to win, not just survive. And just open our eyes, stop our hurting, our cries, and just give me the drive to deliver these lives. Until your powerful hand on this rock I stand. Jesus, I said he's more than a man. Go ahead and strike up the band. I'm his number one fan. I read his word, believed everything until his arms I ran. He got you.
When the children of Israel was free and the Egyptians was pursuing them and their back was against the wall, only thing in front of them was the Red Sea. And God told Moses to stretch out a staff and behold and see the goodness of the Lord. So what happened?
Have
the Red Sea opened
ever
up.
Known
I
need
to stretch out your back today.
Like
I need to stretch out your staff.
Again.
Let your Red Sea situation
in the
open
flesh
up.
And
you gotta know that God has your back.
Just to
you gotta
give
know that
you
he's living out for those that love the Lord.
The cross will clean up all the mess. Now, your problems, they don't stand a chance. Why? Because the Savior's at the Father's right hand. And I taste and seen that the Lord is good. From the suburbs to the hood, yes, the Lord is good. And now, it's Proverbs 3 and 5 of my life. I trust in Christ. Matthew 6, the sacrifice. So every bill gets paid and every family member saved. May not be that way today, but we gon' claim it anyway. Our faith, we walk on it. We believe in his might. He fixed the fight. Jesus Christ, the Nazarite. He is the light, the way, the truth. We got the proof. Everything I spit, I live beyond the booth. We can't be duped. Too close to him to fall for the fluke. Walk with him, talk with him, all his troops salute. To the general, the captain, the reason we rapping. They wrote the stone away, so no time for slack. And he got you.
Yeah, they crucified our Savior, but it was all part of the plan. In 3 days, he got up again. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. And because he's at the right hand of the Father, every sinner has a chance to be saved. Every problem has a chance to be taken care of.
Have you ever known a Savior like this?
Well, we got to represent him on this earth.
Again.
He'll take care of all our needs and all our wants.
Matthew chapter 6.
Don't worry about the food or the clothing. He's got your back. He's got your back. Believe.